The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. Me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be joining you until 10 o'clock today and try and answer all your gardening questions the best I can. And from there, my father will be back next week. He is down in Cuba. He's on his way for a nice, enjoyable trip with a group of listeners, so it should be a good time for him. I know he's really excited and looking forward to that. So don't worry, he'll be back next week. In the meantime, we'll try and answer all your gardening questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first in this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. He's got a question about sage and another question about peppermint.
All right, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I had a peppermint plant and a sage plant, each in its own pot, growing last summer, and we got a lot of rain. And they both developed a fungus. So I didn't spray them up with anything, but I just let them run the course. And then during the winter, I brought them indoors and left them in a cold place. And all the leaves have died, but now they're starting to put out new foliage. And I was wondering, could those plants be recouped for and used for consumption, or should I just throw them out?
They should be able to work for you. It's not something you want to just get rid of. It'd be worth a chance keeping them out, you know, bringing them outside slowly to get them to acclimate to the temperatures outside. You know, if we have a heavy frost or cold, and the first like week or two of you bringing them outside, bring them in for the night, keep them in a cool area. But it would be worth trying. One of the things I would suggest doing with those plants is making sure when they're watered, water from the base, don't water on top of the foliage, so that the water is not hitting the foliage and sitting there and keeping a wet area. That's what helps develop a fungus for a lot of different plants. Go ahead.
Great. Whereas they were infected with that fungus, will that recontaminate the plant or?
Not necessarily. So one of the things you can do is to get ahead of it. So when it's starting to, you know, get rid of all the dead leaves that are on there, get rid of those. Don't keep them on the plant. Don't put them in a compost. Just throw them away. Make sure they don't stay in the area. And then as the plant starts to grow, you said that there was starting to be some new growth.
Yes.
Slowly get rid of some of the leaves so it actually allows the air to flow through them instead of the air just hitting them and sitting. And so that when it gets watered, the water just doesn't sit. You want to make sure that the plant, you know, doesn't completely dry out. But don't water it as much, since it's already prone to the fungus. But it might not be it might be something that is gone. If you do have concerns about it, there's an organic fungicide. It's called Serenade. Bayer Advance actually owns the product now. It's called Serenade. You can get it in a concentrate, a hose end, or a trigger spray to spray those plants, and that would actually be, you know, to help as a preventative. But take a look at those. The Serenade is organic, so it is something you can use and consume, but it will say something along the lines of the back of how many days prior to harvest, which means any time you're going to use it. So it could say, you know, 3 days, it could say to the day of harvest, that type of thing. But that would be something I would use to help prevent for this year. But a couple things you could do right there. All right, Tom?
All right. Thank you.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate lawn weed control. It controls more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots with just one easy application. Weeds like dandelions, creeping charlie, chickweed, and clover. Weed Beater Ultra rids your lawn of these weeds without harming your lawn. You will start seeing results in just 24 hours. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 degrees or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. It can be applied from early spring to late fall, and reseeding can be done as soon as 2 weeks after application. Bonide products are family made in America. Weed Beater Ultra is available at these fine stores. Mahoney's Garden Centers and all of the North and South Shore, Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, and Esterbrook's in Maine. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his evergreens.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Pat. Thank you for taking my call. I have dwarf Alberta spruce in pots in my front entrance, and I always seem to have a problem with them. They last maybe 2 years, and then they die. And I try to feed them regularly, but they don't seem to survive. Can you suggest different varieties, or what am I doing wrong?
Well, the dwarf Alberta spruce is susceptible to mites. Are you seeing, like, some dead branching coming in there in spots?
Yes.
Yeah, so they are susceptible to mites. They get mites a lot. It's something that I get a lot of times here at the nursery, people coming in and saying, what's going on? There's a product out there, Mitex. It's a mite control. Bayer also has a 3-in-1 insect disease and mite control. Those can be sprayed as a preventative as it's growing. It is a chemical, so it does have a residual on it, so it could last a little bit longer. Over the winter, are you insulating the pots, or are you just leaving them right where they were?
I just leave them right where they were.
Okay. One of the things with the Albertas is that, you know, they want to really be in the ground. You know, all plants would love to be into the ground. But if you're going to have it in a container, that is fine. One of the things I would suggest doing is just insulating it during the winter, waiting until, you know, about Thanksgiving when the ground is frozen, and putting some nice salt marsh hay around those pots if you can. I know sometimes it's not a great looking sight.
Right.
And that helps insulate the root system and makes them stronger. The reason why I'm suggesting that is a stronger root system and makes a stronger plant, which makes them less susceptible to insects.
Right.
Go ahead.
Would you be able to suggest any other evergreens that might be maybe boxwood or something like that as a replacement?
You could try some boxwood in the containers. One of the things I would suggest on that, it's not susceptible to the mites like the dwarf Alberta is. I mean, it could get mites, but it's not as susceptible. One of the things I would suggest doing, if you're going to use that, is using a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop in the fall when it's to help keep the moisture into the plant for the winter. It's one of those things, again, I would suggest taking care of the root system a little bit. As I was saying, that the root system, if there's issues in there, there's going to be issues with the plant. So as you're protecting the root system, you're helping protect the rest of the plant. If it's a stronger, healthier plant, it's not as susceptible to get attacked by insects. So that's why I always suggest protecting that and always, you know, some sort of evergreen fertilizer A lot of times you could use like a holly tone in there for the acidic soils. That could help them definitely.
Okay, thank you very much, Pat.
And we thank you for the phone call, George.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock today and helping you out with all your gardening questions. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Kathy from Bloom coming in to help us out. Take a look at their website, bloomliving.com. Awesome different products. I mean, so colorful to get out there and so many different ideas. These bags that we're going to be talking about a little bit, I mean, they have so many different styles. They have the classic, which comes in a bunch of different colors, strawberry planter, herb planter, rail planter, raised bed planter, the potato planter, which I think is awesome. It's got like a little Velcro thing on the side so you can harvest your potatoes. It's kind of like those old school pajamas where they had the trap door in the back there. That's kind of what those remind me of, but they're awesome little products there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. And if you can't get hold of us today, my father will be back next week. Don't worry. He'll be back from Cuba. He's enjoying himself down there. So he'll be back. 855-660-4261.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live.
And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced muscular skeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, let's go back into lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Skip from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about his wilting plants.
Skip, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I got a bunch of plants through mail order, and they came way too early for us up in here in New Hampshire. I got them at the end of March. So I've been babysitting them in a interior greenhouse here. I've got like one of those small four-tier greenhouses.
Yep.
And I also have, just sorted in pots in my dining room. So while I babysit them, they've all pretty much done okay, except for two plants, a Centranthus and one of these three verbascums I'd gotten, and they wilted. It's like they deflated. They had plenty of water, maybe a little too much water, I'm not sure, but they totally deflated, and they never came back, and I cut them down to soil level, and they haven't sprouted since then. I was wondering, what can I revive them, what can I do, and what may have caused them to wilt, because none of the other plants have wilted, just those two.
Okay, were they, everything was all like next to each other, so they weren't getting different light exposures than the others?
No, they were all next
together.
To each other.
Okay, so they were all getting the same sort of, care everything.
Right.
You know, it's tough to say exactly what happened to them. It could be a number of things. It could be overwatering, like you said. The signs of overwatering and underwatering look the same.
Okay.
They will droop, kind of like that. So you never know which one it could be. But you kind of have an idea of how you're doing it. So that could be the issue.
Okay.
As far as coming back, you never know if they're going to come back. One of the things I would suggest doing is getting something from the store, a plant starter fertilizer.
Okay.
Which is a liquid fertilizer that you just add to water. What it is for is to help with transplant shock for new plantings and that type of thing. And so what it does is it helps the root system grow stronger. When you're first planting something like that you mail order, granular fertilizers aren't the way to go. They're
okay.
Not going to release to the root system the way you want them to. So what you're going to need to do is you want some sort of liquid fertilizer.
We have the Miracle-Gro. I guess that would work.
The Miracle-Gro would be all right. to use. But like I said, this starter, it's called Plant Starter from Bonide.
Okay.
That specifically is meant for like transplant shock and for when new plantings, whereas Miracle-Gro is as they're growing during the season. So it's the Miracle-Gro is going to help the whole plant, whereas the starter is going to help the root system, and that's what we need to focus on right now.
Because I've stronger the roots on them, and they don't have as many roots as they did before. I'm beginning to think they might have root rotted a little bit, but the roots that they have now are white.
And that's a good sign. That is a great sign. So this starter will actually help those become stronger roots. The stronger roots you have, the stronger the shoots. And at this time, since, you know, they were early, you know, that could have something to do with it as well. Since it was, you know, it was warm early, then it got cold, then it got warm. I know they were inside, but, you know, they're feeling the effects.
Right.
So it's one of those things that this starter helps with that shock and actually attacks the root system beneficially and will help it.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it on all the plants you have.
Okay.
You know, you said you got them at the end of March.
Yeah, but I haven't been able to put them out because every single night up here, and with you folks up in Maine, you probably know just as well, it's been frosting every single night.
Yes, I hear you. There's not much you can do about it at this time. But, you know, with it being so freshly planted, this is going to help with all that transplant shock, that type of thing. Because, you know, they're out of soil. They travel across from wherever they are to your house. They got the temperatures outside that are cold and cold, warm during the days that it's traveling. So, you know, it could have affected them that way.
Okay.
So this is going to help with that and try to help revitalize them.
Where can I find that?
Any of a local garden center or hardware store. You could go to bonide.com, BONIDE.com, and they have a locator of where their products are in your area.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Kip. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Patrick, Paul's youngest son. I'll be joining you until 10 o'clock this morning to help you out with all your gardening questions. If you have a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her lawn care.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, well, I have a kind of a large patch of lawn that was going to be reseeded by a lawn man, and he ended up bringing sod and not really charging me any extra, but here's the story. I didn't take care of it, and now all I have is dirt and weeds.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, except I didn't take care of it, I guess.
Well, that would be one of the big things with sod.
Mm-hmm.
Sod, when it is put down, needs to be watered.
I think I watered it, but I probably didn't do anything else.
Well, it needs to be watered more than if you were putting in, like, grass by seed.
Okay.
Just because what happens with the sod is it's cut from the ground when it's actively growing, and it's only got about an inch of soil, so the root system is exposed.
Yes.
And so what happens with that is that there's not much soil to help protect it, so it needs to stay wet for the first couple weeks, so it's not going to, you know, not soaked, but wet.
For, like, a year or two, though, so you know what I mean? It did look good at first, and then the following year, it just seemed like over time it kind of died.
Well, one of the things that could have happened is just there could be something going on underneath in the soil.
Oh, really?
You said previously the area had some issues prior to the sod coming in.
You know, the whole front lawn was the house is 37 years old, and the lawn was seeded, and I had grass, but there's a section of grass that does very well, and then there was a section of grass that did not do well at all. And I don't know if it was too shaded or what. So I was trying to redo the part that didn't look very good.
Okay, in that area, you said it was shaded?
It's on the north side, so it's kind of shaded, yeah.
Okay, well, one of the things, just so you're aware, when it comes to sod, most sod is actually sun. It's full sun.
Oh, really?
So they do have a different type of sod that there is, like a shade-tolerant sod. So that could have a lot to do with it because most sod is bluegrass. Bluegrass is a warm weather, cool, warm weather for us. seed, but it loves the sun. If you look at heavy,
that might be part of the problem then. Now, what could I do to help this lawn now? Because I really, you know, don't want to get out there and spend 24 hours a day. But is there some kind? What would I do if I just got this bare spot and it's pretty big?
Okay. Well, it seems like it's in a shady area, which probably has a lot of maybe pine trees around it or maples or something.
Yeah, there's pine trees around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So which to me states that it's a very acidic soil.
Yep.
So one of the things you're going to want to do, and I can tell you this right away, is to put some sort of fast-acting lime down. There's a bunch of different products out there. Bonide has Turf Turbo. What it is it's a calcitic. It's a calcitic lime. So what it does is once it's put down, it starts working right away.
Okay.
Whereas your regular granular lime takes 6 months to completely work.
This one
starts right away. Okay.
Yep.
And so what I want you to do in those areas, instead of just going with, on the back, it's going to suggest two different ways. It's going to suggest 6 pounds per thousand square feet or 12 pounds per thousand square feet.
Okay.
I want you to go on the heavier side for 12 pounds 12 pounds per thousand square feet.
Okay.
From there, you're going to say you do that. Say you were to do that today.
Okay.
I want you to do it again in 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then again in 6 weeks from then.
Oh, so
you're
going to
do it three times, okay?
Okay.
The reason being is the pine trees that are there and any other trees are feeding on most of any fertilizer that you're putting down. So we're trying to make the soil less acidic and more alkaline. Okay.
Yep.
So by doing that three times at the rate that I suggested, you can actually take your pH and bring it up one full point.
Uh-huh.
I could almost guarantee you that your pH level is probably like a 5.5 to a 5.8.
Okay.
Just from hearing that there are pines there, it's shady.
Mm-hmm.
It's had some previous issues.
Right.
So that will help it. With a better pH, you're going to get better production out of the lawn. So from there, what you're going to want to do is you're also going to want to follow just your regular phases or your step program, doing your crabgrass preventer, your weed and feed, et cetera. You might want to you want to seed the area. So there is there is a product out there. I carry it at my nursery, at Northeast Nursery in Peabody. It's a seed starter fertilizer with crabgrass preventer.
Okay.
So it's there's only a few out there. You can actually plant seed and prevent crabgrass. So you're doing twofold, because if you were to put crabgrass fertilizer down and put seed, it would actually kill the seed.
Right. So what kind of seed would I put down?
For your area, I would suggest more of a shady type seed. Anything that has fescues and ryegrass.
Like F-E-S, is it?
F-E-S-C-U-E. Fescues or ryegrass mix. Make sure the mix does not have any bluegrass in it or very, very little.
Okay, no bluegrass. Okay.
Okay, because the bluegrass doesn't like the shade as much as the fescues and ryes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's basically a lot of companies have different products that'll say shady, sunshade, sunny seeds. So you want to go with the shady in that area.
Okay.
Okay, so those are a few things that can help you with that, because it seems like your pH is low, which will actually affect the grass growing and make it patchy and that type of thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No problem, and hopefully that helps.
Okay, so is there hope of seeing grass in the summer, you think?
Oh, I definitely think so, especially if you take care of
it. But I have to keep it watered.
As a rule of thumb, when you're planting grass seed, it's 2 inches of water per week that the lawn needs.
Okay.
So one of the things, easiest way to figure out how much water the area is getting, get a tuna fish can.
Yep.
A tuna fish can is 1 inch tall. Put it in the area that, you know, that you're seeding. Put the water on. See how long it takes to fill that can.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if it takes a half hour to fill that, you need a full hour of watering in that area for that entire week.
Okay. I should have got on this sooner, because our water is very expensive, but I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, once you start and get it productive and start going, the watering cuts back a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's starting to develop, get water from, you know, from Mother Nature, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could always, you know, if you see that it's going to rain,
yep,
you know, might not be a bad time to put the seed out that day while it's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
But I can put the seed and the crabgrass seed started at the same time, you said?
Yeah, what I would suggest doing is putting the lime down. You can put the lime down in first. Then the next step, you could put down the crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer in it.
Yep.
And then put the seed down last.
And seed, okay.
Okay,
great.
The less you walk over the seed, the less likely you are to pick it up and move it from one area to the other. Whereas the granular, the lime and the fertilizer breaks
mm-hmm.
down over you walking over it, that type of thing. So you're actually helping it.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
We thank you for the phone call, Joan.
Yep, bye-bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sheila from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her Canadian hemlock.
Sheila, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Patrick. I have two questions, Canadian hemlock and fruit trees. I have Canadian hemlocks, they're about 15 to 20 feet tall, but they're looking kind of sparse, you know, like a lot of airspace in between the branches.
Okay. Now, did you ever notice, like, probably in the next month you would see it, there's like a white powdery substance on the branching?
I didn't notice white powdery, and I was checking for the woolly adalgia.
Yep.
And there was no evidence of that either.
Okay.
So I was wondering if it just needs fertilizing.
You could definitely use some fertilization on that with like a holly tone. You want an acidic soil for those. Are those right near a street or near construction that has previously happened or recently
happened? No. They're at the bottom of a sloped ground, and they get some sunlight but not a whole lot of sunlight.
Okay. When you say not a whole lot, how much do you see them?
I'm going to say like 5 to 6 hours.
Okay, that's pretty good. What time of day is it?
Probably in early morning. Not early morning, I'm sorry, mid-morning.
Okay, so it's getting a good amount of sun. One of the things that could be happening, you know, with is being at the end, at the bottom of a slope, there could be a bunch of water coming down from up above and draining to that area and just sitting on the hemlocks. So that could be one of the issues. Probably not. The other thing is it could just be, you know, stretching and giving some air pockets in there. If the inside is dying versus the outside, it's actually good as trying to put all its growth on the outside. So that's good for what you're doing. But definitely fertilize it with some holly tone.
Okay.
You want an acidic fertilizer to help it, and that's going to help it push it along.
Okay.
I would definitely go out there and take a look in the next couple of weeks to see if there's the woolly adelgid. When hemlocks start to look weak and become weaker, that's when the woolly adelgid is susceptible to attack it.
Okay.
They prey on like a infected or a weaker tree.
Can I spray it with something?
It's actually not a spray. It's a drench for the soil.
Okay.
It's a product called Tree and Shrub. There's a couple different companies that have it out there. Bayer and Bonide both have products for the Tree and Shrub. And what you want to do is you want to take, you can take a 5 gallon or a 1 gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And you fill it with the amount of water that it will take. And then you're going to take the measurement of the hemlock around the trunk, the circumference of the trunk.
Okay.
And per inch of circumference, you're going to add 1 ounce of the tree and shrub. And so what you're going to do is you'll pour that into the base. The plant will actually absorb it. And what it does is it translocates through the plant and helps affect it for the entire, you know, help prevent this woolly adelgid.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about it is it does take some time to do. So if you're afraid that they have it, it might be worth trying it and putting it into the system of the plants now, because it can take up to a month for it to go the complete plant.
Okay, so do that.
Okay.
Now.
So I would definitely try and put that in there. Like I said, you have to measure the trunk, and it's the circumference. It's
right.
Not the caliper. So it's
yep.
1 ounce per inch of circumference. Mm-hmm. And if you have like a clump there, take and measure each one of them and use it through that. You want to make sure that you put it, you know, the right amount.
Yeah, it does have, both of the trees both have single trunks.
Okay.
My other question was about fruit trees. How do I give it a boost, you know? They're young trees.
Okay. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information about the fruit trees. So
okay.
Hang tight, listen up, and I'll give you some information. The phone number, 855-660-4261.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
And welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Sheila. She was looking for her fruit trees to give it a little something to get them going. The product you want to use, Sheila, is called Tree Tone from Espoma.
Tree Tone.
It's a great product that you can use. What you want to do is at the drip line of the tree. So as far out as the branching goes, that's considered the drip line.
Yes.
So in the circle around it, make about three or four holes into the ground, and then follow the instructions on the back of the package of exactly how much you need to use per plant, and then divide it into those three or four holes, and then water it in. So basically take like the end of a shovel, not the sharp end, but where the handle is.
Right.
Unless you have the D handle, but the regular handle, get that, jam that into the ground, or like a crowbar or something along the lines. You get that into the soil and allow the fertilizer to get into it. You want to do that at the drip line because that's where the roots that are going to be actively searching for fertilizer are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you put it too close to the plant, then it's not going to go to the right part of the root system, and you could actually do more damage than helping. So at the drip line is where you want to go.
And do you have any recommendations for using some kind of insect repellent too?
There is a product from Bonide called Fruit Tree Spray. There's a few ways. You have to actually do it starting now when the buds are starting to pop. And then in 2 weeks when you start to see flowers, 2 weeks after that when the flowers drop, there is a process to follow. And it actually, on the back of the product, it has a chart for how often and how much you need to use. But it is suggested for a lot of the fruit trees because they are susceptible to different diseases and insects.
And who makes that again?
Bonide has that product.
Oh, Bonide. Okay.
Okay. And it's called fruit tree spray. Again, okay. They make it nice and easy so you can remember what you're trying to do. You're trying to spray the fruit trees.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sheila, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we have enough time for another one? All right. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about her hibiscus and then another question about the Rose of Sharon.
All right, Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. We have a rose mallow hibiscus, the dinner plate one, and I want to divide the plant because it's gotten entirely too big for the area it's in, and I just want to know the best time to do that.
Usually the best time to divide anything is in the spring. The only thing with a rose mallow is you really need to check and see if there's multiple stems on the bottom. Sometimes with a rose mallow, it's just one stem in there, and you can't divide it. So just go to the soil and see, you know, how close they are. Kind of feel around with your finger into the soil to see if they're connected. Because if you actually do, you know, split it in half, you can do more damage than helping it. One of the things you can do as well is you could actually prune it by a third when it starts to grow and get bigger and stronger. So that's something to do with that. But, you know, just check around the base to see if it's all connected or if there is space in between the stalks.
Okay. And then on the best time to trim a Rose of Sharon?
Well, the best time to prune a Rose of Sharon is actually after it blooms. So it usually blooms in the summer. It's one of those things where it's one of the last to start showing its leaves during the season. You're like, oh, my gosh, this thing is dead. It's not coming back. And then the next day, all of a sudden, it's full of leaves. That's usually what happens with the Rose of Sharon. So what you want to do is after it flowers, then you can prune it back, usually by a third. That's the general rule of thumb. It's the same rule of thumb with flowering. Anything that flowers, you want to prune after. If it's too much, you can prune prior, but just realize that you're going to lose most of the blooms and most of the flowering parts of it. So another thing I suggest doing is when you do prune it, is giving it a little bit of fertilizer, depending upon the time that you do it. If it's in the middle of the summer, you might want to go half the rate. That way you don't burn the plant, but you are taking part of it away, so you want to help it a little bit.
Okay.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.